Have you ever been a lowly butler working for an asshole and suddenly you meet a sexy mustachioed ranch hand and you do face masks together, learn about wine, spend an entire week together in California? Well, this movie isn't about that. It's about some fucking asshole who pretends to be poor to get in some lady's pants and I guess save her farm, kind of. Anyway, this is a California Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Netflixmas. We wish you a Merry Netflixmas. We wish you a Merry Netflixmas and a Sappy New Year.
Hello and welcome to Netflixmas, the podcast for Christmas people who like Christmas and also streaming platforms.
Well, you don't have to like people.
Yeah, you don't have to like people.
I take it back.
I'm one of your hosts, Scarlett Alexandra.
And I'm one of the other hosts. There's only two, but I'm the other one. Holly Cuomo.
Can you count my rat puppet?
Puppet microphone cover? Only if you turn its face towards me.
Okay, hold on. No, if I do that, his back is too thick.
You know what? That's really rude of you to criticize his thick back.
He's a thick rat back. Ooh.
So gross.
But Holly, it is such a treat. Maybe not for you, but for me. Because I have a guest here.
Did you lasso someone into your recording room
bedroom them from the North Pole slash my very own apartment complex
slash California.
It's like oh my god, I lassoed someone. He's a very, very funny, very smart and talented person, and he also is relevant to this podcast because he grew up on a farm in Nebraska, which is close enough to California, I think. I don't know where Nebraska is. What are maps? This is Beau French.
It's fine. No one knows where Nebraska is.
it's north.
But yeah, no, somehow I was tricked into watching this movie.
I did it. Yeah, just so the audience knows, so that I don't think I'm a horrible non-quarantiner. I'm friends with all of my neighbors, and they're all artists, musicians, weirdos, and funny people that I like a lot. So we're in our own little bubble here.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to have somebody in real life. Tell us just real quickly before we get into the cast and crew, what are your overall thoughts about this guy?
The protagonist, I guess, is a stretch of a word to give him. He's kind of like a discount Don Jr. fuckboy.
We had somebody.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Discount Don Jr. Yeah.
Like when I saw him, I was just like, ew. And then of course it just starts off, you know, like just like, oh, like I'm in a hotel room, you'll never call. And then like, yeah.
You got, okay. Bo. That's just the beginning of his journey. That's just the beginning of Joseph's journey, okay?
Journey.
Another hour and 45 minutes for him to learn all about love. And he finds himself.
It is so confusing that they're in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we just run a small dairy farm in Napa Valley. We can also grow grapes here? It's like, what the fuck? This is literally what the entire thing is.
Not to mention, I can pretty much tell you why their farm is failing, because they have like 3 cows and 4 chickens. That's not a sustainable business model.
That's pets at that point.
Usually when you go to any kind of cow farms, they're just like wandering around. Do dairy cows wander around?
Not as much, really.
Okay,
they did have a few like little veal huts. I don't know what they're actually called, but Bo knows what I'm talking about.
Those are feeding pens.
Oh, they look like veal, like little baby cow. Okay, so on farms, because I used to live in Wisconsin, there are these little like houses that baby cows stay in so they don't grow bigger. so they could be slaughtered as veal.
Oh, shit.
I mean, maybe sometimes, but when we would use them, it's when the mother wouldn't accept them and they had to be bottle fed.
Oh, no.
I just call them veal heads because I don't know.
Wait, so they treat cows like goldfish? Like they're going to only grow to the size of its facility?
I mean, veal is baby cow, like young cow.
Yeah, I think it's more of a time period.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure it was like a castrati situation.
Try my aged veal.
It's mature.
This veal hit puberty.
An aged veal steak. Oh, that's fantastic.
I would eat veal, but the thought of it just makes me sad.
So, Holly, you watched this movie twice?
So I watched it to like watch it, and I made my husband also watch it at the same time. I think we ended up just talking about porn.
I mean, it's kind of the tone of the film.
There is one hot barn scene, and they don't like get to it because the little girl interrupts. But like, that's, I would rather that than under this, like in like
under outside. The stars. Yeah, that's gross. But no, like, then I watched
cow pasture too.
I mean, really, where are cows going on the pasture? She only has three cows, so it's just a hay. It's a hay farm at that point, but. I watched it just now. I watched about half of it just now, like the first two thirds, and then I caught the end just so I could like have it fresh in my mind again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was fine. It was very, very predictable. I saw where the story was going the whole time. It's just like a very average Christmas romance.
Did you know that the lady who starred in it, Lauren Schwickard, formerly Lauren York?
I think that's Swickard.
Swick? What did I say?
You said Schwickard.
You know what? Okay.
It's not even an H.
I was thinking it's, you know, like the Yiddish pronunciation.
Girl.
Okay.
There's a C in front of you. It's actually Schala.
It's Scarlet. Scarlet.
Oh my god. So she was formerly Lauren York, but she spelled it before she got married, which is why she changed her last name. But before she got married, her first name was spelled Lorynn.
Shut the fuck up. No, I did not. I'm so glad she changed it to the normal Lauren. But I cheated a little bit. So the first time I was watching it the other night, I don't know what came over me. It might be like the youthful face with the chest hair. It's a thing. I was like, what has he been in? So I IMDb'd him. And he was in that movie Roped. And then so I was like, oh, I'll fucking IMDb this bitch too. I was like, she was also in Roped.
Yeah, that's where they met and they married.
Yeah, and she wrote the movie.
She wrote the fuck. Honestly,
this is basically like.
Yeah. This is her own fan fiction of her and her husband. Yeah.
Yes. Good for her. Honestly, good for her. If I was gonna write anything, I would also have my husband in mind.
I just like that she spent like.
And her husband looks like that.
She spent a couple mil just to like role play with her husband.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You can just get some fuzzy handcuffs. It's cheaper.
Well, like, you know, this was number one on Netflix when it came out. And it's not on the top 10 anymore, but.
Oh, this is discovered it was awful. And also 2 hours long. You can kind of tell it's written by a basic bitch.
It is a pretty basic. Some of the lines, like there's this one line, he's like, I didn't know who I was.
Oh, yeah.
Until I met you. I just went, ew, this is the worst. This is literally the worst part of the movie. Like, I wasn't even facing the TV when he said that. And I was like, don't have that bitch be your savior. Be your own goddamn man. Like, I yelled.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this movie also was just like every Lifetime plot point put on a wall and just like a fistful of darts thrown at it.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, good for her. I'm so proud of you, Lauren. I'm proud you changed your stupid fucking name. Proud you wrote and starred in your own movie. Get it, girl, with your hot ass husband.
Get it, girl.
Wait, Bo, what kind of farm did you grow up on?
I grew up in Nebraska, so it's mainly corn and soybeans, and then we did cattle. Gross. When I was younger, we did pigs.
Oh my God, that must have smelled awful.
Yeah, I mean,
soybean farms are gross.
Yeah. There was a fox farm in my hometown, and that's probably the gnarliest smell I've ever smelled.
Why do people farm foxes?
What do you think you use foxes for?
Coats, girl. Clothes.
No! No!
Their urine is, like, super, super ammonia heavy, and so, like, driving past their place, it would, like, burn your eyes. And there was, like, a family that lived there.
They probably couldn't use bleach on anything.
Yeah, this is like a fucking mustard gas explosion waiting to happen.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, no, Lauren wrote the fucking movie. It's all her friends. It's a family affair.
It's the dude who directed The Rope.
Also directed Roped.
This is a very incestuous production.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's just go ahead and go through this plot because it's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
As is required, there is overhead sharks. It's sharks. Blah, blah, blah. This wild basin's getting me wild. It's overhead shots of San Francisco. Get to see a little cute bridge, a little cute water. It's nice and sunny. And we get introduced to a businessman getting dressed up, and there's a lady in his bed. And he's like, oh, hey, you... I'll call you. Checkout's at noon. Even though he lives there.
I thought it was a hotel.
It is a hotel. But
rich people live in hotels, Bo. I don't know if you've ever, you know, seen the sweet like from Zach and Cody, but rich people live in hotels. Girls?
I have seen
Wow, you uncultured swine.
I like how like he doesn't kiss her, and I was like, oh. His wife wrote that on purpose.
Uh-huh.
He didn't kiss any other person in the movie.
Oh, yeah, because he's supposed to be a playboy.
Mm-hmm. Instead of kissing her, he just, like, backed up. He's like, I was like, no, come on.
This whole movie loves slow motion montages.
Oh, my God.
They did do a lot.
Well, it's like simultaneously almost 2 hours and has zero substance. It's like, how did you achieve this? Like, to even make their romance work, they were like, oh, there's a little bit of flame. Here's a montage.
Slow-mo montages with longing looks just really make this movie stay afloat.
It's like the candy corn of movies.
Oh my God, totally.
I love it. I love candy corn, by the way.
But he does tell her that she can order anything, and like, if I was at home, girl, I'd be ordering some fucking lobsters and some goddamn surf.
I would order breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but just the lunch and dinner to go. But yeah. Enough breakfast to where I could also take that to go.
And also the most expensive bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
yeah, uncorked.
I've only done one night stand hotel room sex once. And it wasn't a nice hotel, so I just peaced out when...
Checkout was in an hour.
That's what happens when you pay work. Okay. So he's a playboy. He's got a cute little motorcycle.
Okay, he's a fuckboy.
He's a fuckboy. Yeah, you're right. Playboy isn't really... That's an endearing term when it shouldn't be.
Okay, well, no. Fuckboy is when you're poor. Playboy is when you're rich.
Okay.
But he's also kind of a failure to his mom, so yeah, I think that's leaning more towards fuck.
But he has a butler. He has a minder.
A minder, a valet, if you will.
Who meets him outside of the hotel to just say hello and then watch him drive away on a motorcycle.
He follows him, though. He had to hand him his helmet.
Yeah, he's important.
it really is his minder. It's his caretaker.
Oh,
here's your helmet.
It's his daddy. Oh.
Your lunchbox. Yeah. Here's a little kiss on the forehead. so he goes to work in a full suit and a motorcycle and takes off his helmet without any helmet hair.
Oh, I know. I noticed that immediately. I was like, get fucked.
Like, yeah, pretty much. Like, I sleep slightly wrong and then my hair looks like this rat's fur that no one can see except for us. All right, so his mom is his boss because nepotism. Mm-hmm. They work for a company that does business.
Business. And they have very specific specifications on where factories should be.
They have to be in very certain locations.
Yeah, it's cause... like, no, the scrying bones told me it has to be built here. We can't go, like, you know, to Johnny's farm down the road who's willing to sell.
Because how many acres do you think they have total?
Oh, shit. I mean, it wasn't a ton. Like, probably,
it
like...
It looked gigantic.
I think it was, like, 30 to 60.
Yeah. I would say more like 30 or 40, yeah.
And they
were
going to build a warehouse there? Is it going to be a 30-acre warehouse? And
like, well, you got to think about parking, Scarlett.
30 acres? Sorry, 29 acres of parking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, Jeffree Star needs a new warehouse. Come on. No, he doesn't.
So they have to get this one piece of land before Christmas because, of course... And she wants to whore out her son to get the lady to sign.
Honestly, if he was going to have sex with me and give me a lot of money for in exchange for my farm, bye. I'm going to the suburbs, baby. Yeah.
Bye, cancer mom.
I'm getting CPF out. Oh my God. So on his way, he breaks up with someone named Gemma over the phone.
Doesn't matter.
Also, can I point out that she's like, okay, either you're going to get fired and lose all of your money forever, or you're going to be the president of acquisition.
I don't feel like that works like that.
Also, president of acquisition, I don't think she knows what that means. I don't think it means what the writer thinks it means.
Well, let's talk to Lauren Swicard about it.
Swicard?
You said it wrong. It's Swiss Chard.
Lorraine Swishard.
Lorraine Stone Swishard.
Hell yeah. Okay, all right. So we get introduced to the sassy valet, whose name is Leo.
Leo.
Oh, like the lion. Is that a... Okay, yeah, that's a lion name. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And he's like, oh, this is wine country, the history of it. And he's like, earbuds, fucking dick. Just honestly fucking rude. So he spills his coffee on his shirt and has to change out of his fucking white polo.
Which, like, that was like some soccer player-esque shit. Like, there wasn't even that much of a speed bump. He's just like,
he's a General Hospital actor. This is his bread and butter.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, I'd have to change my shirt into the worst shirt in this pile. And then also...
steal clothes from poor people? I was going to donate them. Good. I'd take these away.
But he couldn't have just, like, turned one of the white shirts inside out. Anyway, it's fine. But he also has to change his pants and his shoes, which he finds shoes that are... Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. The movie needs to happen, so I get it. So he changes into, like, you know, poor people clothes.
Those jeans needed to happen. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. They focused in on Homegirl's butt so many times in this movie. Yeah. And I wasn't hating it either. I was like...
I mean, like, she's got a great butt. Loved seeing him try to pull a wedgie out of his ass. That was gold. But, like, come on. I get it. You're attracted to her butt. You're a butt man.
I think my favorite forced sexy moment was, like, when he's just randomly shirtless moving pallets from, like, one spot.
Love it.
Here's the thing. That is, like, that is a vibe. That's a sexuality. I could fucking, honestly, if it were 2 hours of just slow motion, just, like, shirtless ranch hand work. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'd definitely be more interested. Mm-hmm.
The amount of pallets on this farm, it's like you're already halfway to a factory. Like, what are you doing with all of these pallets?
Do you need pallets? Don't you need pallets on a farm?
Not really.
It doesn't seem like... Just like, homegirl was like, we can run the farm by ourselves. We don't need a ranch hand. And then, like, forgets to feed her fucking cows.
in fairness, he was supposed to do it.
No, he, it wasn't on his list. She was like,
he was supposed to know.
Oh, yeah, that's like a ranch hand thing.
Because things eat food daily.
Okay.
Yeah, he has to take care of the animals.
Okay, so just like taking care of the animals is just generally his job.
Yeah. Taking care of the whole fucking farm.
That's fine. Okay, anyway, so he decides to walk the rest of the way to the farm in poor people clothes. And then he like hears a moo and he's like, what the fuck is that? And then he discovers them that there's a cow giving birth sorry, I'm just remembering just the perspective they put on the cow, because it was just like the camera just like filmed the cow and then just like something behind the cow being like,
yeah, it was really bad.
They were just using perspective to try and like manufacture this birth, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
And also like fucking, I guess homie's the chosen one because he can just pull a baby calf out of a like,
yeah.
And the cow's just standing there tied up, like that's not, like how would be freaking out.
Yeah, I bet.
Like you have to put him in a whole like head thing.
You know, I did see a cow being birthed one time on accident.
I have birthed cows before.
Really? Well, because this one just fucking fell out.
Yeah, no, usually there's like a wench involved and like it's I've seen a cow C-section. That was wild.
Oh god. Yeah, well, yeah, the one that I saw in real life, I was actually biking in California. And there was just like this fucking farm. And I'm like, ooh, a cow, it's mooing a lot. Oh no, what's happening? Oh god, but there's nobody the fuck around. Like I thought about like going up to the door and knocking on the door and be like, hey, you got a new cow now. But the thing just like fell out, broke out of its little placenta and just like started fucking trotting around. I'm like, oh, hot damn, all right. Fucking get it, I guess. But yeah, don't they come out with a big old like gross placenta thing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the mom usually eats it.
Ew.
Nutrients.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like if you're having to pull a calf out of a cow, like there's problems and you don't like, yeah, yeah. That cow's not having a fun time.
Oh no. Well, he was just like, moo, he, she.
And like the cow is so obviously not in labor. It was just in there like,
what? It was pretty chill. Was
yeah.
They were just putting moo sounds like... in post.
It was like, what's my line again? Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Dude, that girl feels amazing.
No, it's actually an Australian. They cast an Australian cow for this
That's
role.
Why it was so hot. Oh my.
Yeah, there's like, just like smoking a cigarette, like, mm.
This keeps me thin.
Wait, can you do an Australian cow impression, Holly?
Moo.
You know what I meant to. Really?
Oh, moo.
Grungy moo.
Moo.
A rich kid ate my baby.
Oh, oh god. Dingus funny. Ate my baby. Ha. Is that better? Dingus? Okay, that's fine. Let's see. So yeah, they call him Joey. Oh my god, and his name is Joseph.
And also at this point, I'd like to talk about fucking Madam Castle Doctrine, who's just like always having her shotgun with her, and like, oh yeah, yeah. Like, wow. You don't worry about that rich boy.
Yeah, it's like you're just gonna fucking shoot him.
Yeah,
she loves the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like they literally reference it 3 times in the movie. It's ridiculous.
And homegirl's like at the breakfast table at some point, just with a shotgun next to her fucking
she
plate
just,
of
like,
eggs.
Taps it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, if that rich boy comes around, I got this. Like,
she just
oh,
points it at her friend just coming in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, she totally pulls it on. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think this is. Do you think that the writer ever actually spent time on a farm?
No.
Oh yeah. So so basically they assume that Joseph, the rich playboy, is the farmhand that was supposed to be coming like a few days later. And they're like, oh, cool, you came early. This dick is supposed to come by later, but we're going to shoot him if he comes around. But good thing you're here. And he's like, oh, okay. And it's like, cool, here's your Airstream. You get free room and board, but you can't have food. And I'm like, that's not what room and board means.
I was like about to say, be like, did she say room and board? Because that's the board part.
Yeah.
She for sure said room and board and then was like, but you can't have food. Oh my god.
Hmm. I need need to talk to Lauren.
Fine.
Like, how far away from the... It's fine. It's fine. So, let's see. They're at a dairy farm. They get a stipend. His name is Manny now. He gets to stay in a really sick Airstream that honestly hipsters would pay a fuck ton of money for.
Yeah, it looks nice. It doesn't look like a... It doesn't look like a poor farm Airstream.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Sick-looking Airstream.
Also a broken generator that he magically fixes and is never talked about again. Like, yeah, there was no learning curve there.
Those seem very complicated. I wouldn't want to touch one. Fuck.
I mean, I guess he is supposed to be good with engines, but like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could try it on my engine.
Rev that baby.
But like, at the point where he got it fixed, it's just like, okay, like, that's just gonna be glossed over. All right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Did it.
But okay, something really annoyed me is like he's talking to someone, I think maybe the butler feller, mm-hmm. and he's like, I expected her to be, you know, just a girl.
What?
And it's like, what did you?
She is.
I know, but
I'm not saying that at like you. I'm saying it at him. He can clearly hear me.
he can clearly hear you. But I think it's one of those things. Like, okay, it's definitely a basic like. White female writer because she's like, well, I'm special, so therefore I'm not just a girl.
I'm a firecracker.
Yeah,
I'm opinionated.
Exactly. It's like, I just expected her to be a girl. It's like, but she's something else.
And she has a shotgun.
And she's got a shotgun. She was mean to me, so therefore she's different. Oh God.
Maybe that's his kink, like a mean mommy kink.
It's a reverse 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God, it kind of is.
Yeah, instead of like a guy taking a woman to like his high-priced building, it's just this poor girl taking some rich dude to like a stable and just beating the shit out of him.
Fucking the dirt.
I mean, it's a fetish.
Just like tying his hands up with fruit by the foot.
No, it's called, what do they call it? Like stripes?
Stripes.
Big stripes.
Long fruit.
Long, big stripes.
They call it fruit leather.
Oh, that's what, she slaps him with fruit leather. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, that's, hey, that's getting kinkier.
Yeah.
I'm into that, as long as I can eat it afterwards. Okay, so then he comes up with the worst plan of all time, because he's like, well, now I lied to them, and now I have to keep it up for some reason, because I can't just tell her that I'm here to ask, to offer her a bunch of money.
He like, even, it's like on the phone with his mom, he's like, yeah, I know it sounds stupid.
Yeah, because it is.
Well, like, and just the fact that it's like, this is somehow a bizarro, like, son-in-law with someone smarmier than Pauly Shore. Like, how the fuck was this made?
Oh, so yeah, so he comes up with the stupidest plan of all time to keep this charade up of being Manny the ranch hand, to get to know her and know what makes her tick.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to help him offer her money.
I just imagine him, like, at night reading through his, like, pickup artist books. Like, how do I neg this bitch?
It's no one has to make her tick. But yeah, it's like, even though she just said, like, I don't care about money, I like my land. Which is what she told him as Manny the farmhand. Anyway.
He did come in a little strong on that. He's like, whoa, if you're, like, hurt for money, why don't you just, like, take that deal?
Like, not that I biased her anyway.
Yeah, nothing involves me at all, but surely reconsider.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the stupidest plan of all time, but the movie has to happen, so, you know. Yeah. Mom has cancer, she has cancer. She already had chemo. Her hair's grown back. So basically, and the daughter's like, no, I don't want to take the money for the land. I want you to fucking die, Mom. I would rather have the land than you.
Yeah, I hated
that. But also, I want you to do your chemo treatments.
That so we can't pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, this
like cake and eat it too. It's like, I don't want this vast amount of money that could help with your treatments, but I want you to do the treatments, but I want the farm to stay afloat.
I also think the writer just doesn't know how money works.
Or farms work.
Or like, how did she write an entire book of things that she just couldn't do a basic Google search?
Yeah. Like, go to H&R Block and have that guy maybe like suss out your plot a little bit.
Oh my god. Yeah, because they even said, like, later on in the movie, they're like, oh, yeah, your dad, like, invested money or, like, put in a loan for the wine farm. I'm like, cool, where'd that money go?
And how big was this loan? You have 6 vines.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a bank, but the K's backwards, like a lemonade stand. Here's your 45-cent loan.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Jesus Christ. So yeah, we get to meet the mom. She's fun and plucky. He calls his butler person, Leo, is like, hey, I need you to find this guy, Manny. And he's like, oh, it's so weird. He's sitting right next to me at the car wash.
I mean, I will say Leo had a very good point of like, how and what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. You idiot.
Yeah, and then it just happens. And then he like buys them wine and cheese, and yeah, they just like sit at this car wash and have like a cute little like wine and cheese picnic date.
Also, with that though, where the fuck did Leo get a charcuterie tray in like
it's Napa Valley? Maybe there's some fancy wineries around.
It's a car wash.
Okay, it's probably like Vegas. You know, Vegas has all the slots. Napa Valley, everywhere you go, has like wine and cheese boards.
There was a laundromat in New Orleans I went to that would serve me po' boys and daiquiris. So
yeah,
the same thing as a
charcuterie. Welcome to Pennzoil. Would you like brie?
As long as it comes with some caviar.
If you change the oil in your car, we'll put a free fancy olive oil on your charcuterie board. Yes.
So, Jiffy Lube, how would you say your red blend is?
Oh, God, I just took a sip of my wild basin and almost did a spit take. Oh, man. Anyway, so okay, I gotta keep going with this movie.
What? Insert the only character of any merit and value, Manny.
Oh my god, Manny is the fucking best!
Yeah.
And also, Manny and Leo's relationship, like, that should, again, like I said this already, but that should have been the fucking movie.
Yeah. I was more interested in that plotline.
1,000%. And, like, they, like, dropped off in that storyline, like, while they're doing all the slow-mo montages. And I was like, I just want a slow-mo montage of them just, like, hanging out in this big old house all day, just, like, fucking getting shit-faced on wine.
Oh, my God. I want him to get shit-faced on wine, and then I want him to play a video game, and then when they're, like, standing up and cheering, like, they're like, yeah, we won! And then they look at each other, and then they just, like, fucking go at it.
Yeah!
Yes. Cheek slapping action.
Oh, they're the,
like,
best.
And then they eat, like, soft cheese off of each other's bodies, and they have, like, yeah. I don't want to keep thinking about this because I'm going to
wait.
That's just like, it's so fucking hilarious.
So Connor shows up and you could say she shot him down.
Oh my God.
You like that? She pulled a shotgun on him and then he asked her out and she was like, no. So that's if the audience hasn't seen that movie, that's the
fun. I will say, at that very point, I kind of felt bad for him, like, before he got all weird and rapey.
I know.
I was like, damn, girl, you're, like, really shitty to this dude when he's just like, let's go get wine and cheese.
Yeah, he's, like, kind of cute, too. Like, he's all right.
But that was her dead fiance's best friend.
That's which we find out later. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, which is super shitty. And he just gets creepier and creepier, and then suddenly at the end, he's like, hey, go get him. And it's like, what?
Yeah, total forgiveness.
Jesus.
Also, not to skip ahead too much, she, like, makes excuses for his shitty behavior.
Oh my god, I know. It's like, oh, he's harmless. It's like, he literally just punched him in the face. Obviously, he's not harmless.
And he grabbed the fuck out of her arm.
Yeah!
Oh, I hate this movie now. I thought it was okay before, now I fucking hate it. Not the worst, but I hate it.
There are just, like, a lot of dropped subplots.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, literally, it's almost, like, schizophrenic. It's like,
why the movie was 2 hours long.
They could have just had one subplot and then been fine.
Yeah, Manny and Leo fucking, yep.
I say Manny and Leo fucking, but add DJ girl because I thought she was a little spicy.
She was in the background. Like, she, like we saw her in a few scenes and we're like, oh, that's neat. I wanted to learn more about her. Even her name would be great. And they're like,
my best friend,
that shit. Girl, MC Jen. Her.
MC herself in the flesh.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I have to take back what I said before. It's still number one on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw that, like I said, I was halfway through the movie and had to stop because I was like, my brain is melting. And then I was like, holy shit, there's still 55 minutes in the movie. Like, what is happening?
Because I texted Bo, like, while I was watching it, and I was like, oh my god, I thought I was an hour in, and it's only been 18 minutes. Which I'm pretty sure that's where we're at right now.
Probably we're like an hour into recording it. Like, to the first 18 minutes.
All right, so the butler Leo basically has to pay off Manny to not show up as the ranch hand instead of being a dairy. And he's milking it up, even though he's not doing dairy farm work. Did they nail that one?
Yep, that was it. Yep, I'll approve that one.
He's milking it. Okay. He's milking it even though he's not milking cows. Okay. Basically, they get him a really awesome house to play video games in and drink wine with a hot butler man.
And pays him at least $3,000 for 2 weeks of not doing work.
Oh my god, that's an amazing deal.
That is, even in California, that's still an amazing deal.
That's an amazing deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's the movie that I wanted to see.
I mean, if anyone wants me to do that anytime, I will totally do that.
Oh, my God. Yes, please, listeners. Listeners, if you're listening to this and you want to know our true heart of hearts, invite me and Bo. You don't have to invite Holly. She's got a husband. Fuck her. Okay. Invite me and Bo.
Fair enough.
Fuck, you can bring your boyfriend. Yeah. So you can bring your SO. I can bring my Katie Cat Lilu, and we're going to have an amazing time if you pay us $3,000 to stay in a really rad house. Okay, bye. Anyway, so that's the movie I wanted to see instead. And, oh, here's the better joke that I wrote. Manny is milking it, and he's not even working on a dairy farm. There you go.
That's concise.
That's it. I found it. I'm so, I should.
Like when you fumble through it, it just makes you more human.
There's a dairy farm. He's not even there.
The pieces are there. Just put them together.
There's a joke in there. You just got to dig it out.
And then they have like a fun little flashback while she's driving to the time that her fiance and dad died, and she was in the back seat.
Which is the only time you see or even really hear about Liam.
Yeah. And, like, they have the actors who played both of them, like, the dad and Liam, are like, credited. Like, so, but I don't even remember what his face looks like. Oh, he's kind of cute.
Generic white.
George Costuros.
Well, that sounds Greek.
Yeah, he looks Greek and hot as fuck.
Let me go.
All right.
Is that the dad or the Liam?
The Liam.
That is the Liam.
Oh, damn, I thought it was the dad.
Which, on that subject, I love the fact that, like, literally, the only tidbit you get is that Liam was friends with everyone, and the main character's just like, he sounds like a great dude. It's like, you literally have heard zero things about him. He could have been a meth dealer, and that's why everyone loved him. It's a small town.
Yeah, it's a small town. I mean, everybody loves a meth dealer. she does flash that ring though, and it's a gigantic ring for a fucking farm lady.
That's why they're throwing that.
Probably.
Oh my god, no!
Between mom's cancer and this $9,000 ring.
Oh no. Oh god. So, okay. Also, it's supposed to be December because, you know, Christmas time and whatnot, but yeah. For sure, like, full-ass sun out at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
And I actually thought about that too, because it was like, waking up at 6 a.m., we better be working. And A, he's not up at 6 a.m.
Nope.
He wakes up at 6 a.m.
Yep.
And she was like, one strike and you're out. And that never really seemed to be a thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because basically she was like, that's the one strike. And then she's like, but I'm a weak woman who can't lift this ladder.
We can take care of this farm by ourselves.
But I can't get the ladder down.
You would think that the one strike would be him not feeding the fucking animals all day.
Yeah. Well, I think that technically was, but then because she's a helpless woman, she couldn't get the ladder down. And then she was like, that ass, though.
Oh my god, and then, oh god, so he decides to keep Manny on speed dial just in case he needs farm advice, and then we see Manny in bed and he's got cow pajamas.
I know, I saw that, it's so cute.
Oh my god, and then later that same day they're wearing matching tracksuits.
I saw that too.
I just want to watch that movie so bad.
Props to Lauren for at least giving us, you know, the, like, hope of an actually good movie.
They were just so charming, though. It was like,
Brokeback Manny.
And it was like an odd couple scenario where, like, he's, like, kind of, like, stiff and, like, proper, and he's all, like, cow pajamas and video games and, I don't know, farts, I guess. Fuck. Let's see, she gets a call from the bank, and the bank is all like, money. That's it. That was the end of that scene. He's like, oh, what do we, he gets all these chores done. He's like, oh, what do we have left? And he only got one chore done. Let's see. Again, this is like where they just keep cutting back between, it is very manic.
Yeah, no, like there's no substance. It's always just like random scenes happening and you like kind of know where things are.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't even think I could have a visualization of like what the farm really looked like. It's like there's the house and then a chicken coop and then the inside of a barn and then shitty grapes.
Yeah, there's something happening. But yeah, so he starts doing all the chores and as you said earlier, she had a strike one. There's a strike one because he didn't feed the fucking cows. And she's like, you can feed the cows, but fucking help me with the feed bags. And then he's like, all right. And the feed bags fall and he's like, no, and pushes her out of the way. And they have like a little moment. A
little sexy moment.
Little glimmer of a moment.
And then because, you know, she's so great at running a farm, all of her feed is expired. It's preserved grains. How did you do that? B, like, there's like 6 bags up there. It's like, when was the last time you fed the cows?
Right? Like,
Jesus.
What was she fucking doing all day?
Picnics?
Yeah. Yeah. There's even a moment where she's like, I've had like 6 picnics with my mom. It's like, you guys are lame. Like, one picnic's fine, but like, this is just like a daily thing.
So like, homie was just like running the entire farm and he's never stepped on a farm in his life.
I like to take picnics and look dreamily at the guy whitewashing my fence.
While he's gripping the fence that he just painted.
Yeah, he's like...
like he's...
so stupid.
That's so bad.
I wonder how much Tom Sawyer said he'd pay him.
You know, that always looked like fun, though, in the, like, the little Book of Virtues cartoon. You ever see that one? You know, it's fine. Book of Virtues was a PBS show because they didn't have cable, and it's where a fun buffalo talked to you about morals and stuff, and one of them was the Tom Sawyer guy, and he just looked like he was having a bunch of fun. So anyway, that's the end of that story. Here we go. So basically, she works in the Letterkenny bar. If you didn't notice that, it looks exactly like the Letterkenny bar.
Yeah, looks like Modine's.
It looks like Modine's. So she's a bartender by night because she still doesn't make enough money with her 3 cows and 6 grape wines.
God. And one very unruly chicken.
You naughty chicken. Oh, what did he say? It was just like, usually chicks run toward me.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Oh my god.
I bet she really pat herself on the back with that one,
and,
too.
But like I was saying with the son-in-law's thing, there's literally like a Pauly Shore moment where he's chasing around the chicken.
Oh my god.
I was like, what's happening here?
Ugh. Oh yeah, and so he's like, hey, what do ranch hands wear to the bar? And then he like shows up in this gigantic 10-gallon hat and this like old ass looking stupid shirt. And then he's like, oh, well, here I am. And the butler man comes in right after him looking like a fucking sparkly cowboy stripper.
Oh, dude.
Oh, like, my God.
And totally shames him. Like, I feel like that was honestly like a low-key slight on Leo's part. I think he was like, here's what you're going to wear. And I'm going to come in looking like fucking $1,000.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Look at these tassels. Look at these rhinestones.
Ooh, and he was rocking it, too.
Yeah, like, I am too bright right now.
He looked fucking great. But yeah, he looked a little overdressed, but that's okay. But also, at one point, he was like, oh, I wanted you to wait in the car. And he's like, I'm dressed like this. I'm not waiting in the car.
Yeah, that's not a waiting in the car outfit.
Waste this perfectly good outfit.
God, yeah, it's like fucking junior prom all over again. Instead of waiting, there is other things happening.
I didn't buy this Conway Twitty costume for nothing.
Oh yeah, and then he has a cute little accent to go with it. So anyway, so the real Manny shows up being like, I want a party. I got $3,000. And then at the same time, Joseph and the butler are just like, no, get out of here. It's like, that looks sus as fuck. Like, get the, like, stop surrounding him.
And can we talk about the fact that basically, like, the chick became fucking Helen Keller for like 4 minutes of this movie where they're like talking and interacting and she just isn't aware of it. She's like polishing a glass like, I'll see nothing. And they literally like, he runs over and they're like having a powwow. Like, what is happening?
I also
thought it was like, why are you confused that there's two men named Manny? Like,
in California.
Yeah.
I mean, little.
It's not weird.
All right, so this is when Connor turns into a creep, and he grabs her, and he's like, I don't even know. He's like, blah, 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 blah.
And she gives like the typical like battered woman excuse of like, you're drunk.
Oh,
get out of here. It's like, that's not an excuse.
No.
I'd be like, get your fucking hands off me. Next time I see you, I will fucking shoot you.
I would have just been like, oh, you're stabbed because I just stabbed you and I'm bleeding all over the floor.
Oh my God. That fucking bottle, though.
Yeah.
But also, okay, the lines, like, she said let go. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Pouch. And but like the punching sounds were like.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Someone spitting hard.
Okay, yeah, but...
Well, I will say, I did thoroughly enjoy watching him get his ass whooped. It was pretty good. Because he gets the punch in and then just, like, gets pretty beat up. It's...
Yeah, they do. They go at it. The punching sounds really hammer at home. But yeah, so she smashes a bottle in her own damn bar and is like, stop it! And they're like, okay, I guess we'll listen to you now. Anyway, she kicks them both out. Singer lady is like, okay, anyway, now I'm gonna sing. And we're like, who are you? And they're just not gonna say.
That's actually what Sia looks like.
Sia?
Sia, I don't know how you say it.
The chandelier lady. So now Connor's all mad and smokes angrily, which is kind of what I want to do right now. I just want to smoke angrily about this movie. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm really close to the rat right now. You know what? It's fine. I was trying to plug my computer again. So they have a family picnic and he's painting a fence and it's like this nice little, this is like one of the slow motion montages where they're just having like longing looks and
the mom notices.
Yeah. The mom notices. Like at one point she looks at the basement door and looks real sad for some reason. You're like, what's going on there?
Yeah, no, I kind of thought, I was like, is there about to be a fucking murder mystery?
I know, is that where her dad is?
Yeah, is this the lighthouse? Like, is this where the dead body is?
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's just like, oh shit, like that's where their bodies are.
Don't look in the cistern.
It's like, I can't give up my fiance because he's still in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, God. Everyone loved Liam too much.
He can only be mine forever. So anyway, so after he like defends her in the bar, I guess she's all suddenly really flirty and smiley, and yeah, the longing looks. They bond over having two dead dads. They both have dead dads. Their bad dads are both dead. The dead dads are dead. Did I mention that they both have dead dads?
And it never gets easier. You just learn to deal with it.
Yeah. And then they're like, wait, you also have a dead dad? I'm in love with you.
Me too. How weird. And then is this the point where it gets a little hot and heavy? Where he like picks her up on a table and you're like, all right, Skinamax.
Not yet. There's just like a lot of nonsense that happens between now and then. Let me just.
Oh, this is the start of a montage. Yes.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of these slow-mo montages that happen for no fucking reason. This is also where. So, okay, the fruit by the foot is called Long Stripe.
And I hate it. I hate that.
It's not good. It turns into a tickle fight. He gets invited to dinner. They pray to Jesus for giving their mom cancer. Another montage.
I like it when he's sarcastic. Like, thanks, Jesus. Can you take her any faster?
They're like one step away from that, so yeah.
Thanks for the food stamps, Jesus, because we have two cows.
Oh no. And a chicken. And some grapes seasonally. the shirtless slow-mo tours were definitely fucking A+.
And he wasn't doing anything. He was lifting up pallets from one spot and then dropping them literally 4 feet away.
That's work.
That's not.
You know what? It was worth it, though. It was worth it. I would watch that movie.
What sort of Sisyphusian nightmare is it? Pallets 2 feet.
Well, what if? Okay, but at the same time, they're gonna make him like slow motion muck out the barns. Like, ooh, look at this while I shovel shit.
He wasn't even shoveling. He was just like brooming mud.
Yeah, no, that was another thing where it's like, that's no, like, stop it. Like,
yeah, I can't broom mud. That looks awful. I also like, that gagging.
Also, not thick enough. That shit would be like boop, 2 foot deep.
But yeah, so a lot of these montages last a really long time. Like they're like 5-6 minutes plus.
We can get that 2 hour mark. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You got to make it a 2 hour movie for some reason.
I love the song that Manny sings.
What?
The song that Manny sings.
Manny sings a song?
Yeah, he's like, he's in love with the farm girl.
Oh. I just thought that there was an entire like number that I missed because I would
be just blacked out.
That would literally be my favorite part of the movie. If Manny got a fucking musical number,
that'd be awesome. I would love it. Just the whole movie about Manny. Thank you. But honestly, you said that, and I was like, damn, did I fall asleep during a movie again? Which, Bo, did happen for one of the movies that we reviewed. I fell asleep during the movie. I woke up, and I was like, oh, good, only 10 minutes went by. And apparently I missed an entire fucking hour.
She did. I had to explain it to her, and she's like, what? They time traveled? I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
it was like a third of the movie.
This was a really good 25-minute movie.
It was a really long movie.
The movie was over 2 hours. Like it was actually over 2 hours.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was like a nice like hour
was,
and 15
was
minute
this
movie
so bad that you woke up and you're like, this makes no sense, but figures.
No, it made perfect sense because like the plot was so onion layered that like I just missed like two or three cores of that onion. But, like, the plots that I got introduced to got wrapped up.
So what you're saying is they could have just edited out that hour.
Yeah, they could have.
Pretty much, yeah. No, it's great.
Here's Scarlett's fucking narcoleptic edits.
I was tired. Okay, all right. Oh, and at some point while they're at the Manny's fun palace actually
Airbnb.
no, it's called Manny's Fun Palace now. Truck pulls up mysteriously and it's probably Connor being mad, and that's never brought up again.
Oh, and he's got the big old Murden tires.
Oh, he's got gigantic tires. Good big old truck.
And why does everyone like, I don't like everyone except for the cancer mom has like a 1950s like Chevy. It's like, what? Like, that's not, like, where...
The country. Have you ever been to the country?
Like,
it's where country people live, and they haven't seen modern technology. Obviously, homegirl doesn't have the ability to Google, or else she would have known what the guy looks like who was coming over to her house. Right? Or would have known lots of things, like grapes grow in Napa Valley. She doesn't know what Google is. Anyway, we find out that she has some six vines that her dad brought over from France.
Her grandfather.
Grandfather brought over from France, and they make wine, and it's really good wine. She's really attached to the land.
And even though they're very poor, hey, do you sell this? No. Hey, maybe a way to make some fucking money instead of bread is sell your fucking wine.
Yeah.
You idiot.
She didn't even think of it. She was like, a man has to think. Oh, we just
give it away to friends. Like, what?
Bitch, give your bread away.
Yeah.
God. Like, a man doesn't have to defend me, but he does have to give me obvious ideas.
And not to go back to the bread thing, but there's a point where the daughter, the youngest daughter, is putting sprinkles on the bread. Yeah. And she's just like, whoa, slow your roll, money bags. Like, you're using all those sprinkles up. We gotta make those things like, fucking expensive are sprinkles? Like,
wait, why would you put sprinkles on bread?
I don't know.
I don't think it's like, I think it's like banana bread or like a bread.
Banana bread with sprinkles.
I mean, like a lemon loaf or something like that. It's like tea breads. It wasn't like...
Well, in fairness, they were all gold
bread.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, God. But yeah, no, the whole line about her like wanting the youngest daughter to conserve sprinkles, like, that's...
Yeah.
Maybe sell a bottle of wine, you can buy like six things of sprinkles. Like,
I really hate when like rich people write a movie about poor people.
This was definitely that, wasn't it? Yeah. It for sure was. Let's see. Oh, I love the fact that she was like, yeah, my dad and fiance died while we are on our way to buy Christmas lights.
Yeah. I'm shaking my head right now. Like, I can't even.
And like that kind of to me makes it seem like they did a yearly purchase of Christmas lights. Maybe save your Christmas lights and you won't be so in debt.
I mean, I've obviously got a lot of Christmas lights around. I'd order them online from a place here in Texas. They're pretty cheap, pretty nice. I keep them all year round. So
I've bought some stuff on Amazon for my friends that live in the country, and it got to them just fine.
Yeah, they obviously have trucks. I don't know. Okay, so she's also like, I've never seen snow either. And he's like, okay. And then this is their first kiss. Is they're looking at the six vines of grapes, and they have their first kiss. And
I think he was about to tell her the truth, and then he was just like, hey, guess what?
That pretty much happens every time they kiss, too.
I was going to tell you the truth, but then I just, like, really wanted to get down and dirty on it.
Damn.
I thought it might fuck up the mood if I told you that I was gaslighting you.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, but they did put some stank on that kiss, you know? You know what I'm saying? I thought those kisses were hot.
I just thought it was, like... I mean, they had chemistry because they're married, but, like, I would give it a 3 French hens.
Really? I gave it 4 calling birds? Give it 4 calling birds, just because it tingled my loins.
It didn't tingle my, this part didn't tingle my loins.
I think, honestly, I'll give second kiss 4 French hens, but I feel like first kiss, that's the 2 turtle doves for me. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well,
first kiss just seemed very forced, and it was immediately after he like looked at their like engraving and was just like, dead boyfriend, huh? like fucking read a room, dude.
Oh man. So all right, so Connor shows up and gives him shit for also being named Manny. He also says his best friend was Liam, and he's a giant piece of shit. Home dude, what's his name? Joseph Fake Manny wrestles with telling Callie the truth because he's falling in love with her. And he doesn't because she gets all cute and they have another kiss. And this one is in the barn and that's the hot kiss.
That's the hot one. He fucking puts her up on a table. Yeah. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And my, it was like a little messy too.
Yeah. No, like they were about to fuck and then stupid little girl had to fuck it all up.
Bitch.
Yeah. That
stupid bitch.
In my notes, I wrote, real hot, pen me to the barn wall, farm daddy. Yeah. So, anyway.
Pin me to the wall, daddy issues. On him, he has daddy issues.
He does. Oh, they both have dead dads, so. All right, and then the next scene, she's all like, wait, mom's still asleep? And then she's like, oh no, mom's dead. Oh, she's not dead. And then they bring her to the hospital. They take her to the hospital in slow-mo, which is a bad idea when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay, solid. No, but also, like, homie, I guess with his spider sense, hears her screaming. Uh-huh. The little girl doesn't because I guess she's fucking dumb.
She's got tiny little girl ears.
Yeah, can't pick it up. But he runs up to help her and then doesn't go with.
Oh, yeah.
He just, like, gets him in the car and is like, bye.
Like, who's going to watch the little kid?
It's a farm, and she's, like, 11. She's fine.
Oh,
I was left alone at basically, like, age 6.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's why I just went, that cow's a lot, true.
Yeah. Cool. Well, like, who's going to fuck with you out in the country?
Oh, murderers from my experience watching horror movies.
Well, that would be a very, like, that murderer would have, like, a lot of, like, grandiose designs. Like, I'm going to go to this farm out in the country.
I think it's less of what people will do to you and more of what a 6-year-old alone can do to a farm.
Okay, but
right? Like, the only reason I was ever watched was, like, is he going to burn the house down? Like, how much fire is he going to produce? Because he's going to produce an amount of fire.
Are the expired feed bags going to fall on this child?
Yeah.
But, okay, all right, if there's a bunch of farm kids who are just, like, being left to their own devices, they're going to get together, they're going to form a cult, they're going to become children of the corn, and then what do we have? A fantastic film franchise, so take that, Bo. Okay, all right, we gotta keep going. This will get so fucking long, Jesus. Okay, he got the motorcycle to work. I guess.
Also, off camera, like, I think he uses a wrench for, like, 2 seconds. Like, he's just like, crank, crank, did it.
Of course, he talks to a picture of his dad, because you have to. It wouldn't be a Christmas movie without talking to a picture of your dead parent. She is also falling in love with him, and she knows that his name is Manny, and his dad is dead, and...
He's got a big dick. What?
I seen those skinny jeans.
Wait.
I know that outline.
Did it? Did he? I didn't know.
I looked real hard, and I didn't really see one.
Yeah, no.
I looked real hard.
Oh, no.
I told Derek I was looking... for that, and he was like, you're so funny, and I was like,
no. Yeah, my last partner, you didn't have to look real hard.
Oh,
you know, like, what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Your previous one that was like a couple months ago, or like
the most recent one.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Hey, that's nice. Oh, yes. Okay. This is also the point where they have, like, animal face masks.
Oh, my God. I thought you were about to say animal sex. I was like, what?
No. Okay.
Is this about to get eyes wide shut?
Let's see. He stops in the middle of the road. His motorcycle to dramatically rip up papers.
And not on his motorcycle. On homegirl's dead dad's motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was she splooshed real hard when he took her to work?
I mean, I would too. I love being my motorcycle mama.
I mean, that's real hot when a dude takes you to work on your dead dad's motorcycle.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. You know what? I like being a motorcycle lady because it jiggles all your bits. If you know what I mean.
I did appreciate the fact that they were wearing leather jackets and helmets.
Yeah.
Safety on motorcycles.
Because, yeah, the first part, he was just wearing a fucking suit.
Yeah.
It was no good. You're going to ruin that suit.
You're going to ruin all of your skin as it leaves your body as you fucking cheese grate on the pavement.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is a hilarious part too, because the butler gets a call from the mom and she's all like, I'm coming down, and he's like, oh no, we have to find him. He's not answering his phone. Like, home dude's back at the bar. They like go into the bar to look for home dude, and like he's kissing,
they do a dip.
they dip behind the bar, and like him and Leo and Manny are like, oh, they're not here, we gotta go.
I guess he looked for 2 seconds.
Upon a cursory view, I did not see them.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, well, I guess we gotta go. And then they talk.
And he knows how to two-step. Like, and he was like, I watched that John Travolta movie or whatever they were talking about.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Ransom.
I don't know about San Francisco, but rich kids in the South gotta take cotillion. Or you learn all the
They're in the South. They're in California.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think they were just showing off their roped movie knowledge.
Yeah, that's fine. They're roped movie. Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
I got really into character for this one.
Oh my god, is that why she thought she could write a farm movie? Because, like, I was in a farm movie. I know.
Yeah.
She was like, Daniel Day-Lewis learned to make dresses for Phantom Thread, so I can learn to two-step for those.
Phantom Thread sucked. It was a boring-ass rip-off of Secretary. Fuck that movie.
It looked boring, so I didn't watch it.
It was boring. Don't ever fucking watch it. It's a waste of 3 hours, Scarlett. Do you know what you could get done in 3 hours? A lot. Don't watch that movie.
You know what I did do instead of watching it? Is just look up the dresses from that movie.
That's all you need to do. It literally is just a bougie Coco Chanel, not a Nazi though, version ripoff of Secretary.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis did make the dresses.
Oh, nice. Good for him. Connor overhears Manny and the butler talking. And then he just Googles Joseph Van Aston. And he's like, oh, cool. Screenshots it and then doesn't send it to homegirl until the morning.
The craziest thing about that to me is that, like, I'm sure there would be some publicity around Joseph, but, like, what does this family have a fucking IMDb page? Like, because he literally, like, Googles the mom, and then is just like, click, click, oh, here's the son. Like, what?
Well, if they are a major, like, multi-billion-dollar corporation, like, yeah, they're going to be pretty high-profile people.
Yeah, if you, like, Google Bill Gates, you'll find Melinda Gates.
Yeah, you'll find some people. Like, at least, like, an article of, like...
But these are, like, shitty land developers. Like...
I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, LinkedIn can lead you down a really fun hole with that kind of shit. Trust me.
Stalking?
I'm in sales. I know how to stalk people real well. So maybe you're just not that good at it.
And homie with the lifted truck, super good at it.
He has a phone. It's fine. He's the only one in this town who knows what LinkedIn is. All right. So they start talking about the dead. Dad's again under the stars. They have sex outside in the middle of winter.
That was spicy.
It was spicy. So yeah, this was kiss number 4. Spicy.
I was into it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rate that one because it came into sex. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 3 French hens.
I'll give it 4 calling birds.
Okay.
Probably because I was really tired and I probably wanted to have sex at that point, but.
So then after they have sex in the morning, Connor texts her the screenshots of what he Googled. She's like, oh, he's not who he says he is.
He was just inside me and I don't know who he is. Girl, join the club.
Yeah.
And also, like, at this point, can we talk about the motherfucking time frame of, like, oh, how quick this shit, like, she's so like, you betrayed me, I thought I knew you. It's like, you've known him for 2 weeks.
Listen, it's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, like
genuinely though, Bo, this is a longer timeline than most of the movies that we watch.
Yeah,
like, we have gotten over that long ago.
How dare you betray me? I've known you for 4 hours. Why are we fucking in this gas station bathroom? I thought you were better than this. this.
Oh my god. But yeah, also he keeps like wrestling with like telling her or not, and it's like, yeah, you should, because
of a week ago.
Like the whole charade is like very, very silly, very dumb, and he's, I don't even know what he plans on doing at all, but apparently he's just like, oh, but I must tell her, but I cannot, but I don't, he has no plan. He's a dummy with no plan.
It's because he didn't know who he was until he met her.
God. So then mom shows up and he's like, mom? And she's like, yeah, I kept telling you I was gonna be here. I'm fucking here because yeah. I kept telling you.
You ignoring my calls doesn't change this.
So, yeah.
It's like when you don't look at your bank account because you don't want to know how broke you are. Oh. Like,
it's fine if I don't look at it.
Yeah, I'll just have that one awkward moment in the gas station when I can't buy chips.
So, oh God, I know. I've done that. So basically he has to deal with everybody at once because Callie is coming out. Is her name Callie?
Yeah.
Like California?
Yeah.
Damn it. That's fucking stupid.
That one.
God damn it. I'm Callie from California. I'm Nebby from Nebraska.
This is my boyfriend, Fornia.
His name is Manny Fornia.
Yeah.
Manny Fornia. When they get married, she's California.
And this is our first child, Christmas.
And this is our other child, Shitty Vines.
Oh my god. Oh, anyway. Oh, okay, all right. So to deal with both people at once, and his mom's all like, what the fuck have you been doing for the past 2 weeks? And he's like, I don't know, falling in love, I guess? And she's like, oh, you're stupid. And then homegirl's like, you've been lying to me for 2 weeks. And he's like, sorry. And he's like, and he tells her, it's like, yeah, you shouldn't offer her money for the farm. And she's like, I'm going to do it anyway. And it's like, yeah, because that's a generous offer. Sits them down, makes a very generous offer. And they're just like, and she's like, hey, just so you know, you've got a fuck ton of hospital bills. You got like debt from your dad. You're gonna be taken by the bank anyway. Here's more money than you could possibly fucking imagine. Like, you know, she's like, well, think about it. And it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, because my psychic told me I had to build a factory here. That's the biggest thing to me, is that like, there's literally, go anywhere else. Hey, you know what a normal company would do is go to a state with less fucking
It will go to Texas.
Why are you trying to build a factory in Napa Valley? Like, or what's your property tax like there? Like, go to Kentucky. Like, oh.
So the movie can happen, Bo. All right.
Also, homegirl drove a Ferrari out to the farm, and it was like, fucking bold move. That was a pretty choice flex.
I was hoping you would know the car type, because I was like, ooh, fancy car out in the boonies. Ferrari. It's a Ferrari. It's very colorful.
I like that you were like, this car is fancy. It has angles, isn't it shiny?
A fighter jet for all I fucking know. Yeah. Jesus.
It's a Ford Fiesta.
Ooh, is this a Mazda? Ooh, yeah. Very nice. Okay, so she yells at Joseph, and he's like, you lied about who you were. It's like, he's like, I didn't lie to you, I just didn't tell you my name. And she was like, well, because yeah, she didn't fucking ask anyway.
No, she literally, like, she asked him, are you Manny? And he said, oh yes. I think he pretty clearly lied to her.
Well, just about the name part.
And he even says that. He's like, I only lied to you about my name.
Yeah. But it's true. She didn't ask about his background. Didn't ask about his experience. Didn't ask about his family life or his home life.
Listen, are you a shitty rich fuckboy? Because if you don't tell me, it's entrapment.
Well, I mean, it's like a traveling kid looking for an experience. You don't fucking know. Okay?
Okay.
Anyway. Well, I guess he came over there with false pretenses, which is kind of lying. That's fine.
And he gaslit the shit out of her.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Oh my god. I had no idea who I was until I met you.
Yes.
And she's like, get the fuck off my farm for that terrible line. And he's like, okay.
She wrote that line.
She goes, yeah, she did.
That's just her self-deprecation.
Yeah. Then she goes to cry her fiance's grave. And then Manny is like, well, I guess I gotta move into my truck now. And then Joseph's like, hey, do you want a backpack? Sorry, you're delivering your truck. Here's a backpack. Yeah,
what was that?
I don't know.
Because, like, A, where did that fucking backpack come from? Because he also used it earlier as, like, in the saddlebags. Oh. That's where he would, like, pull the papers out of and stuff. So it's like, where did this come from? You definitely weren't wearing it at the beginning of the movie. And now you're just giving it to this dude like it's going to help. Like,
yeah, it
did. Maybe it's a magical backpack.
It's like, here's this.
It's Mary Poppins, like, bag of holding.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's like, you can put your video games in here, buddy.
What was that?
Have fun living in your truck.
Like, what a, dude, that just shows how, like, tone deaf she was on, like, video games. Like, here's a bag, put your video game stuff in it. Like, what are you talking about?
This guy's a billionaire, and this dude's living in his fucking car.
He did already give him $3,000.
That is not a whole lot of money to him. That, like, he could, like, I, oh, he could easily drop, like, $10,000 and then just forget that it ever existed.
I'm just saying, in Manny's situation, he was about to work on a farm for very little money and no food. So $3,000 is pretty choice.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. So before they saddle up, he's like, oh, yeah, here's some wine that she gave me, whatever. And the butler's like, wine? Woo-hoo! And then takes a big old swig of it, and he's like, wait, that tastes really good. Manny, you, with your magical palate, taste this. And he's like, oh, I taste lavender. And it's like, that's kind of a gross taste for wine, but whatever.
Yeah, gross. No wonder you just gave this to friends.
Fucking soap-tasting wine.
Crazy grandpa brought these disgusting lavender grapes. France.
Oh my god. So he's like, oh, we should sell this wine. Why haven't they thought of this before? So they take it to a sommelier.
Sommelier.
I like sommelier.
Sommelier.
Sommelier, and he tastes it, and he's like, woohoo, and he's wearing, he's an attractive black man wearing, like,
glasses.
Circle glasses.
So Harry Potter glasses.
Small meanier.
Is that how he spelled it?
No, I mean, that's how you spell it, but...
Small meanier. So Callie opens the basement, and we're like, oh, that's where the wine is.
And has her fucking barrels uncorked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where I was like, ooh. Like, and homie's just, like, cool with it. He's just, like, dipping that dusty old wine.
Oh, yeah, so sommelier.
Sommelier
comes over to the wine place, and he's like, hey.
I'll buy the whole stock.
Yeah. But first he's like, oh, the grapes that you have are actually, I Googled it, because I have Google and you don't. And the grapes that your grandfather brought over are actually really rare because they got wiped out in France.
Yeah, like pre-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
And he said, like, oh, you can, like, lease these out. And at first, like, so I don't know if you know this, but this is something that I Googled extensively one day before this even happened, is that, so, you know, like, Fuji apples and, like, Envy apples and things like that. So that is a specific breed of apple that somebody created, and they have a patent on that kind of apple, the same way that people have the patent on that kind of grape. And so
and the peppers too.
And peppers. So yeah, so you lease out the rights to, you know, take the seeds and to grow it yourself. And so people who grow, like, Fuji apples have to pay, like, a lease, to essentially, like, be allowed to grow and sell those apples. So that was just, like, a little piece for people who are like, why do you have to lease grapes? That is why.
Yeah. Sorry. And then she also leased her land because she just had some fucking empty acreage doing nothing. Yeah. So.
Man, oh my God. This movie is so written by a white person.
It really is.
Why don't you take your shitty farm and like turn it into a vineyard?
I know. It's like, that's gonna happen overnight. Fuck. So yeah, so basically the Sun Yun Ye offers them enough money to save the farm forever. Manny goes in the airstream and there's a TV waiting for him, which is cute.
And but also still kind of fucked up that it's like, hey Manny, go into this shitty trailer. Thanks for all the help.
God, he could have given him so much. Like, he could have given him a fucking, like, house. I don't know.
He could have given him a tiny home with running water and more than a generator.
And not to mention that house was, like, 15 bedrooms or something. That house was huge.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe let Manny sleep in the house.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, you know?
You don't want a strange man in your house full of women.
But I feel like Manny's already like Bessie's.
Mm-hmm. Not with her family.
So he's like, Mom, I'm sorry. I figured out another way for her to make money. And she's like, no, it's cool. I'm proud of you for being passionate about something. And even though you're entirely unqualified for this, here's a position that you're unqualified for that actually isn't a position that exists anywhere in any companies. But here's that position so I can pay you money to be my son. And he's like, nah, I'm good. So yeah, so that's resolved, which is nice. So that thing that was a problem wasn't a problem at all. Christmas Day, they want to have a party in the dairy barn. And she's like, but it's going to take forever to clear out. And then they just come inside and it's already decorated, which is nice.
And she was like, but that barn's a piece of shit.
But she was also like, didn't notice any cars on her property.
Yeah, right. Like,
we're setting this thing up.
Well, she didn't notice 3 people talking in a group 4 feet from her. So I don't think spatial awareness is really her specialty.
Just like mine. Connor is suddenly really cool for no reason. And
yeah, like totally bros down.
Yeah, he's like, give him a chance.
Yeah, right? Like, why?
Yeah.
He sells the best, man.
Oh god, right? He's like, yeah, I think I'll, like, can I work here? And she's like, I might be able to figure out something for you to do. It's like, yeah, but you're about to run a whole fucking winery. You probably should hire more people. They kiss under some fake snow. That's kiss number 5.
It's about bubbles. It's like fake snow, but it's like bubbles.
You think?
No, I saw it up close. I was like, is that fucking bubbles? It's like foamy bubbles.
Yeah, it did not look like snow.
Yeah, I mean, he gave her snow because she had never seen snow at Christmas.
And she still hasn't.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen snow? Here's some asbestos, bitch.
Mesothelioma for Christmas, you're welcome.
Oh my god. And then the sick cancer mom watches them slow dance. And then it immediately cuts to an In Memoriam black.
Well, no. Before that, though, Connor gets a girl somehow.
Wait, really? I missed that.
Yeah, there's just random blonde chick that's just like tying up loose ends.
I think, didn't she like come in as like, you, me, fuck. And then they go. I think she was like a thick girl. And I was like, get that corn-fed bitch. Go, Peter Connor.
Nice. So the mom looks at them slow dancing, cuts to the In Memoriam plaque of the mom's name and the dad's name on a bench, and then they snuggle on the bench, and I guess some time has passed because now they have acres and acres and acres of wine.
Yeah, their fucking empire. And like, I like that low key. They were like, hey, we could have ended it there, but fuck that shit. Let's kill mom. Like, you could have just, like, kind of, you know, sussed that out in the end. They're like, mom's probably not going to be there forever. But it's like, nope, fucking mom's dead. She's dead and we have an empire of grapes.
Like, I think that she was trying to create some kind of bittersweet, like, an ending. And then it was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I know the mom had said, I just want you girls to be okay after I'm gone. And so it was like, oh yeah, mom's gonna go real fast. And then pan to the vineyard and they're like, oh, they are okay after she's dead.
Yeah. And I know you're talking a lot of shit, but I feel like she actually did kind of okay with the cancer scene in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that was actually kind of sweet. Like, it was very forced, but it seemed like the most, like, emotionally intelligible thing of the film.
Yeah, but they didn't look like good mother-daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't look like each other.
Well, I definitely have a lot of, there's a lot of questions that we're left with in terms of, you know, whatever happened to the little girl. And,
she died with the mom as a murder scene.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Oh my god. But let's go ahead and wrap this up. It's been a while. Also, I have to pee real bad because of all these wild basins. But Holly.
What's up?
I love you.
I love me too.
Do we have anything to any business?
I don't believe we have any super business. This will come out in December. Patreon gets a little bit early, so be a Patreon subscriber. It's only $2, and you help us with costs. I could get a better microphone. Scarlett could replace her rat.
No!
If she chooses. I don't know. We could have a better computer. I wouldn't have to share this computer with my husband. That'd be great.
Probably get better guests, too.
Oh, no, this is so delightful to have you.
No, it's fine. I mean, like, we had a prince, we peaked. Now everybody else from then on out is an excellent guest. But yeah, if you're listening on iHeartRadio, thank you. By the way.
But yeah, make sure to rate us. Like, make sure to if you like this, make sure to give us a little rating, give us a little comment too. Being like, Scarlett's and Holly's are basically the smartest, and we love them.
Feel free. I approve of you objectifying me in a positive way. You can talk about my body only in a positive way. No negativity. Don't need that in my life. Also, please give us 5 golden rings.
Yeah. All right. But in the meantime, we hope you have a very
merry
Netflix.
Give us all your wine. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
Together, we host the Yuletide TV podcast, where we're on the quest to find the best Christmas TV episodes ever made.
On our podcast, we'll recap the episode, share a little bit of our own holiday memories, and go down a few non-Christmas tangents.
And at the end, we'll let you know if what we watched is a Christmas classic, a lump of coal, or something in between.
Best of all, you can watch along with us, because we only cover episodes that are readily available on major streaming services.
We like our eggnog spikes, so get ready for some hot takes served with a healthy dose of Christmas cheer.
Tune in for our Season 2 lineup reveal on November 2nd, and then look for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from November 23rd, which is legally Thanksgiving, until Christmas Day.
Our podcast may not be for everyone, but no matter what, we're glad you're alive.